about four in the buggy, and they never saved it. So one of them would talk to one, and the other would be somewhere else getting whatever they could get their hands on. And they always had something to sell, flowers, or I don't remember what, but I remember after my mother died, like, there were some gypsies come by, and the crucifix on her casket was taken off, and they had a deal like a window, like a picture, only it was deep. And that casket, or that crucifix, was put on this back on a type of velvet something down here, hung on the wall. Probably in remembrance or whatever, I don't know. This day and age, you'd probably say it's kind of morbid, but then that was done. And these gypsies...
No, I don't think that sounds morbid at all. I think that's a pretty wonderful thing.
These gypsies come around and they sold flowers. They were made of feathers, shaped like a rose. And they were, I think, red and white. And I don't remember what the band traded for, but I think they never money that. That wasn't what they wanted. They would take money if they could, somehow or other, they'd get someone and they would take all they had. But they wanted to, it seems to me, give them a ham or something like that for those flowers. But he always said, when they come, the gypsies come, you get upstairs, and that's where you stay. And he tried to have as many of the bigger kids around to be watching everything else when they were there, because they...
One selling and one stealing.
Yeah. There were several more of them.
That must be an awful sensation.
And then, the Indians. This, to the north of us, used to be quite a gob of Indians. There are still some Indians live there. They all have their... There are a lot between here and Cambridge, and that's all England
had.
And they traveled from Anadarko or somewhere, and this road right east of us, that was the road for the covered wagons.
So the section line out
the
here?
Section line. That was there, and they're traveling over. And in the summertime, they would travel, as you see, 5, 6, 7 of these covered wagons, a whole bunch of dogs. The squaws would wander off, and they would, pick up terrapins, turtle, land turtles, and they picked them up, and I got the feeling that they, I don't know what was true or not, these gourds, these balls, I don't know what the world they would have done with them, but it seems to me that they always picked them too. I don't remember whether that, but I know the terrapins, that's what they were picking those up all the time.
You suppose they ate those?
Yeah, that was food I
recall. Oh, my goodness.
Well, why wouldn't they be good? They, these snapping turtles, I've never eaten any, but then, if we spot one around here, why...
Snapper?
These big old snapping turtles.
Yeah.
Why, there's people, if you spot one, boy, let them know or get it. They'll come and get it. They like them.
I tried a soft shell once. 5 of us went fishing. We broke down before we got there and had to spend the night by a stream. This is out in Arizona. The stream just had little mud cats. We got about 4 of those, 1 turtle, and we had a pound of bacon. So we cleaned the cats, catfish, fried the bacon. One brave man was going to eat that turtle, but he smelled so bad we just made him take him out and bury him. Oh, it was awful.
Well, they say if you dress them, there's a great amount of meat up under the shell in there. They take the muscles out or whatever.